Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm joined again with Bailey, and we are going to talk about some Magic the Gathering because they just released a Lord of the Rings set that we have been obsessively, and I have, well, become pretty addicted lately.
It's like a low-key problem.
It's kind of a low-key problem. Well, and we'll get into it in a minute. We will definitely geek out about that. We were going to sit down and talk about Lord of the Rings in general, because me and Bailey both really enjoy Lord of the Rings. She's a few steps ahead of me when it comes to being a fan. You've read the books.
Multiple times.
Well, you probably listened to the
audiobooks. No, I have read them multiple times, and I've listened to the audiobooks multiple times.
Okay, well, okay.
I'm sorry, I consume media better than you.
Oh, that's true. But anyways, we will talk about Lord of the Rings. Well, we've been thinking about that, like how we want to approach that, because that is such a big topic.
And we're not experts. Like, this is not, like, I'm not out here reading the Silmarillion.
Yeah, we don't know Elvish. We couldn't tell you like a lot of the minute lore details and things like that or anything.
We're not fans of Tom Bombadil.
No, we're not. So
even though he's a god in magic.
Yeah, I guess he is, right?
He is a god, so.
Which is strange. Oh my god. The way, I can't wait to talk about these cards though. I wanted to bring that up because I think that's going to be something we'll do in the future. So you guys listening, let us know how you think that episode should be. Would you want us to just focus on the movies
or how we relate to the media itself?
Yeah. Or
the
both
stories.
Yeah. The stories, the characters. Do you want us to talk about the whole shebang, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings?
There's the trilogy, film-wise.
Oh, the films, yeah.
Yeah. And there's only the trilogy, film-wise.
Oh, yeah.
There's this book called The Hobbit. It's great.
Bailey is not a big fan of the Hobbit movies.
No, but I love the book. Definitely, like, in my top five books of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Which is not, I don't know, that is saying a lot. That's
I think we have like four different copies of The Hobbit, because yeah. I have two illustrated.
I actually noticed that tonight.
And then paperback, and then
you got yours. Yeah, you got a couple, and I got one, but I've been looking at, I remember seeing that illustrated version at Books A Million one time.
But and, see, I have that one.
It's
yeah.
Cool. Dang. Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's hardback and it's pretty.
So, even just talking about owning multiple versions of this book should be proof enough that we may not be super, super educated on every detail.
I couldn't do an 8-hour lore video on the elves of Lord of the Rings, okay?
But look, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, that was always something going into, like, the podcast and talking about stuff. Like, I remember with My Hero Academia talking to Grant and going, look, dude, like, we don't know everything about this manga and anime. We probably don't even know how to pronounce half of these names. But
yeah, but some of these names I'm, like, not even going to try.
Exactly. Right. But, like, that's okay to still be able to talk about it, acknowledge what you don't know. And being a fan isn't so much about just knowing every little detail. I think people...
No, it's about connecting with the story.
Right. In your own way. Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, there's some characters in My Hero that I don't know their name. Like, I legit just don't. I know the character. I know their powers.
So I will say, on these cards, I have known most of them.
Really?
Like, most of the characters. Now, there's a few that I don't remember at all. And I don't know if they're, like, made up for this, or like I just didn't pay attention to him or whatever.
Right.
But there's a few.
Yeah, we should get to talking about the cards. Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like geeking out about the idea of recording about Lord of the Rings. And yeah, as far as these cards, man, what an experience that's been so far. Because I know we have been looking forward to this set coming out. You collected and played Magic. Because of our relationship, I've been able to get back into collecting and playing Magic. Because I've dipped and dabbled with like the MTG Arena, like the little app. Online game
I like the kinesthetic of cards.
I grew up going to comic book shops that had Magic and a bunch of other card games, and people would have tournaments. It was amazing.
Yeah, and see, that was like not at all my scene.
No,
growing up, no, because all I had was here, and you know what I felt about them.
Yeah, we're not gonna say that. That's fair.
But
well, and like, there's not. That's not always the case for people to have a venue. That they can go and do that.
Well, we're lucky we have a couple of venues here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
now we do. I would never play publicly.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that the other night.
I'm such a chicken in that way. Yeah. And, like, I would panic. I'd freeze up. Anxious would win.
Yeah, I would feel like I'm, like, annoying the person I'm playing if they're...
Or that I'm taking too long to make choices. Taking too long.
Yeah. So... We work really well together as far as, like, our play styles and reading out things and just how our speed and everything.
Well, we have a good time. Well, I think we're just there to, like, have a good time is the difference. Like, it's not...
Yeah, we're
I mean, we are competitive, but it's not, like...
Yeah, we're competitive. We have fun. But well, that's anything that we do if we're versing each other. We have fun, but it's, like,
you know... Yeah, we want bragging rights.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're kind of hybrid with the whole thing because, you know, we like the idea of collecting, but we're not so like, oh my gosh, don't touch that card. Like we were using cards to play that were rare. We didn't have sleeves, so
yeah, because we're terrible card. We're terrible. Like
we might regret that.
Oh, I'll never regret that.
No,
one of my favorite board games that I used to play back in the day. My favorite thing about it was how scratched up it was
from really?
Playing it so much. That was like, it was charming. I feel that way about other things, which is probably why my things will never resell.
I mean, like, that's the thing.
It's about my enjoyment, not my value money
I don't think I've ever bought anything and resold it that's like a value that's like in the nerdy community of like cards or comics or anything.
So, as a girl growing up in the 90s, I was sold on the idea that both Beanie Babies and collector's Barbies were going to be worth something later in life. So, there were countless beautiful Barbies that I just sat on shelves in my room going, God, I just love them. Just rip that out of the box and play with it.
I know.
And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to play with my toys. Yeah. Like, I'm going to enjoy my things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
These have been great. The art has been the coolest part of this for me. Because you can see where they are in the story based on the art on the cards. And that's so cool.
Yeah, that was, like, to set that up somewhat... going into the release, I'll speak for myself at least. I thought that these were going to be really, really hard to find. I thought, like, because of the popularity of Lord of the Rings,
so
it was just going to be like a scavenger hunt. Kind of given like the history.
It is now, though.
Oh, we're getting to that point. Yeah. Now like, that they've officially.
We got
released.
Very lucky that they were out early and we could like grab a fat pack or a booster bundle, whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm. We were super lucky. We were walking through Target
and
the last place we went to was the card section, and they had, this was the night before they were supposed to be released.
Yeah.
And they had everything out there and I was like, oh shit.
Yep. And we bought grabbed a bundle. Them.
That was the first time I bought a bundle in any kind of card set.
That's how we got Samwise too.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
We hadn't pulled him out of anything.
Yeah, that's been part of the fun, too, because, like you said, the art has been fantastic. And that was always, like, the fun part of, like, opening up the packs and seeing what you were going to get. Because, like, first of all, we're familiar with the characters, the locations, the, you know, just the certain aesthetics of what to expect from the Tolkien universe, whether it's from, like, I mean, Lord of the Rings has been a movie, animation, it's been a bunch of different things. So many people have done amazing art before this, but...
And I've seen it as a play, so at this point... What? Yeah, when I was, like, in school.
Really?
They took us to Atlanta to see it as a play. That's pretty dope. But the cards
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really? How, you said you were, what, like, 10?
Yeah, somewhere in there, like, fifth grade.
Was it the whole trilogy?
No, I think it was just Fellowship.
Was that my Xbox? Yeah, it sorry. Was. Anyways.
I think it was just Fellowship. Oh, no, it was The Hobbit and then Fellowship, because they had Smaug, and he, like, came out with smoke, and it was, like, it was so cool. But I was really young cool. Bailey, it left its mark, man.
Are they going to touch The Hobbit in this set?
So, I don't know, because there's going to be another set released.
Yeah, there is.
Coming out. And I know that, like, this set, there's certain cards...
I'm going to look that up.
...that you couldn't get... Unless you got the booster, right? Because like the one ring,
it's only featured in certain sets.
Yeah, and then like Frodo, Sam, Gollum ring, like art panel that it makes the four cards together.
Right.
Like we got that in the bundle, which was super super cool.
Very 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 cool. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's kind of like, man. I know we're kind of jumping around because. There's just so much fun stuff to talk about when it comes to this set. I thought we wanted to preface, like, our, you know, fandom of card collecting, magic, and stuff like that. But with this set, there is this whole kind of a gimmick. But it's still really, really cool. The whole idea that there's this one ring card out there that is... one of one.
Well, you saw where Post Malone was like, bet. I will pay this amount of money for it.
Exactly.
Like, he's already stated, like, done. Oh, yeah. Find it, I'll buy it.
Yeah, right here on the website, it says the one of one ring. Find the precious and claim it for your own. Only one English language, the Lord of the Rings, Tales of Middle-Earth collector booster in the entire world will contain the one of one ring. That's crazy. And people, what, $2
million? Yeah, no,
$2 million
done. Bet. Like, I would take pictures of it with myself with it and then immediately sell it. Like, what do you mean set for life because of a magic pull? Absolutely.
It's that's insane, dude.
But that's yeah.
That's so cool though.
There were so many really cool cards that I wanted, like, when they started sending out, like, shots of the sets and things like that.
Yeah.
Because originally, I wanted to buy the Eowyn Commander deck.
Yeah.
But then we pulled those cards.
Yeah, we got the bundle that comes with, like, 8 boosters, sets or whatever. I don't know. Magic has tried to get better at simplifying, like, the different types, but it still kind of screws me up. We bought the bundle, and that came with those... Frodo, Sam,
Gollum and the ring.
And the ring. Hollow, borderless, very clean. And then 8 packs. We also got the starter kit that came with 2 60-card decks, which is how we've been playing the game. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, if you've ever thought about getting into playing Magic and you are a fan of Lord of the Rings, that starter kit is, it should be... Now, we're getting to that point where you're going to see prices online, especially. I think a lot of these are sold out.
We got very lucky because we got them early on for, like, their normal market price.
Right. Yeah, before...
Everything, like, launched and got wild.
I think most of this is sold out on Amazon, too.
Well, and locally, a lot of it's sold out.
Yeah.
For us, at least.
Yeah. But the starter kit, which comes with 2 right-out-the-box playable decks... $20. So, I mean,
which has been a lot of fun because we played them against each other.
Yeah, and we've been tweaking it now with the cards that we do have, which is fun. And we were
now the green version is almost the full Fellowship.
Yeah,
one day we will have a mayor.
One day we've been looking for you know, this is what's just been so fun. It's just like I've never really got into like collecting recently getting back into comic books has kind of given me that itch of just like.
But it's satisfying to see that displayed and all that too.
Yeah, and I'm a sucker for good covers on my comic books. Good art, and just good art in general. Magic cards, man, they hold up their value like.
Straight. Are the dogs sleeping big time?
Yeah, she's twitching feet.
Oh, she's doing the tweech.
The tweechy tweech.
Dude, yeah, the art. And just like, I know it's something you wanted to bring up. Is like the interpretation of some of these characters is like really unique and cool.
So I really like the reimagining that they've done for some of these characters. For one, Aragorn Strider is black in this, and so are several of the like Rohan riders and things like that. There's someone else that is also a different ethnicity on the card that I knew certain people were going to be upset about, but they look so good visually.
Very, very much.
Like, the card, we have the set that's Arwen and Aragorn's wedding, right?
Yeah.
And in that one, the, like, pairing of them is so beautiful. It's just, it's so complimentary to look at the, like, just how they visually reimagined these characters. But the treants are cool, and I like that some of them have been creepy. If we found the Gandalf the Shire card, I would freak out, I'm just telling you right now, with the little wizards, like, magic going off. I do like the colorless. That was one big thing for me, that the colorless is the wizards' rockets.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, all the, like, cards have these little nods to things you really enjoyed or were really important. Like, all of the ghost cards look visually stunning.
Very much so.
They are just, like, the ghost army and the ghost riders, and all, it's just visually fantastic. And the foil cards that we have... are just so clean looking.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good holographic. And then, like, I guess Magic has been doing this. Maybe I'm just not as familiar with it. Because Magic's been out for so long, dude. And they've tried a lot of different things. Holographic is a popular thing that you see in a lot of other trading card games. But we've been seeing these borderless, and those are really nice, where it's just like you don't have a border.
So the borderless are like my favorite.
Yeah.
I like those better than the holographic. Me too. I think they're cleaner.
They put
looking.
The art on full display.
Yeah.
It's and very clean.
I also like the lands in this. The maps, instead of having the typical print for like islands and land and all that, it's the maps like the Shire and... they're just like very thematic places.
Yeah, they do legendary lands that have really cool iconic spots.
Swamp is Mirkwood.
Yeah.
Like, they're all very cool. Like,
yeah, and here's the thing that I'll say is we're talking about just like the art style. I think that this set has done a really good job of like connecting with both like the actual literature and what people are familiar with through the movies.
It also ties into some of the, like, 70s cartoons.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of cards where that's what the Hobbits look like to me. They look closer to the, like, dopey kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, there's that. I also like that there's different variants that look very different.
There's almost too many variants, but to be honest, like...
I mean, that has tripped me up a couple times, like... We have the Pippin's Bravery that's, like, borderless and beautiful, and it's got the full scene. But we also have the standard, like, variant of that card, which is not as an impressive-looking card, but I noticed because they're two different graphics, I didn't notice I had them in my deck.
And because this set covers all three of the books, and there's character development, so you can find Strider, and then you can find Aragorn the Uniter.
We have so many Strider cards. Yeah, we have that like we six got or seven. Flooded with some
if anybody
Striders.
Wants some Strider cards, if
free
that's
to a good home, guys.
Let me know in the comments below, and I will send it to you. There's other things like the Nazgul. There's different versions of those, and that's
we
why...
only have one of them.
No, I think we got more than one. I'll two. Look after we record.
One in the binder and one in a set.
But they're pretty clean. Nazguls look awesome. I mean, it's just like, dude, if you've seen any Magic cards before and you've seen the art.
So we have not gotten the Legendary of the Shire, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, and that bundle is worth the money too, because you get a lot of, you get like 20 holo land cards.
Okay, so the island is Gondor and Rohan. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't remember what island was. An Edgewater. And yeah. Then Swamp is Mordor and...
The Dead Marshes.
Oh, it's the Dead Marshes. I thought it was Mirkwood for some reason. And then what is the red? Because that's like...
That's actually the Misty Mountains and Emoria. And then the White Mountains and Rohan and Gondor.
Interesting.
Which, like I told you, like the red on the human side
Mirkwood is the other forest. That's what it is.
Oh.
See, it's Mirkwood and the Shire forest down there.
Okay. Oh, down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I love one thing I big love about this is the different types of halflings. Like you have the Bagginses and you have the Tooks and you have the Brandywines and the like all of the common and uncommon. Like you have there's not a card for the Gaffer, which I was surprised about.
Yeah.
Because they do, I keep going back to the Tom Bombadil card.
I know, right?
Like, of course we pulled Tom Bombadil. That is the most obnoxious part of those books for me.
And he's one of the better commander. Well, like, he's not, well, I don't know.
But he's definitely a god because he's all colors.
So should we explain that real quick? Like, there are these, on top of, like, the bundles and, like, the different packs that you can get, like, if you're looking to play the game nowadays, Commander is like the big way to go. And Commander, would you explain Commander?
So there's two different types of decks in Magic. There's Commander, which is a 100 card deck. And then there's Standard, which is like 65 and up. And I think it has a limit, but I can't remember what the other limit is. Yeah, that's the Shadow Maiden. So that's the one I want still. But Commander has 100 cards, and it doesn't have to be the current sets. So it doesn't always have to be Standard, which is why I think I like Commander more, because you can use older cards you have. Like, all your cards don't have to be from the current set. But Standard has to all be current things. Oh, we don't have that Galadriel Elven Queen either.
No.
So my favorite characters in Lord of the Rings are Galadriel and Eowyn. Like, I'm not a big Arwen person. Big Galadriel. I'm all about some females with beyond power. But in this set, there's like three or four Eowyns then? There's three Galadriels.
But that's what we're saying earlier. It's just that you have different versions, so many different versions of the same character, but... It's because it's trying to capture, like, the different story beats.
And the different parts of their story. Yeah. Like, this one is Galadriel the Elven Queen.
Which would be, like, a base to me is, like...
Right. But then we have Galadriel the Gift Giver, which is the moment that she gives her hair to Gimli. Which is very cool because we also have the card of Gimli receiving the hair... And then the card of the actual hair illuminating.
And, like, on Magic cards...
So you have this, like... trio of cards that are telling the story of that moment, and that's really cool.
Very cool. And like, they're different cards, like they might be the same character,
but they do completely different things.
And so if you're not familiar with Magic, most of the time you're gonna have like the name, the cost of like what do you got to use mana wise to play the card,
the color you have to use,
the color. And then on the bottom, if it's a character, it'll have like their strength and their defense number. But like, if they usually have some kind of special ability, so that special ability between these like characters changes depending on the version of the card. And so like, but you know, another fun way to think about just like how you play the game, because I'm more about playing Magic, even though I would never get like really, you know, super serious. I don't know, maybe one day.
I feel like you would play in public long before.
I have before. I you know. It's like,
not my scene.
Yeah. I'm more about, proud of people. It's like, I'd rather play games, like versus people, video games with friends. And I always had more fun than going online and playing against people that are like super sweaty and, you know, just like kind of take the fun out of it to me. But it is rewarding when you play someone random and you win and you're like, yeah, I did that. I did that. So yeah, it can boost the ego just a tidbit, but, you know, Commander is fun because you can play 4 players. It's 100-card decks. I think honestly,
you also have more health.
Yeah. You have double the health. So it's 40 versus 20. I think that's honestly, I was thinking about that today. That's what I'll buy next is a Commander deck.
Yeah, I'll probably get the A-Wing before it sells out, to be honest.
Yeah, because those are worth it, dude.
I mean, if they had a Galadriel deck, I probably would have bought a just Galadriel deck.
So I watched this guy. I should probably look up because, honestly, if you are looking to get into Magic, the Gathering, in general, and they're going to do like a Doctor Who set later this year, I heard, or like in the next like year in general.
Which I will probably be interested in as well.
You'll have to. I have never watched Doctor Who, so like.
See, I started with David Tennant, and I went through, and I've seen all the ones we have now. But like, I've gone back and watched some of the old ones. Stand by David Tennant. If you just watch his Doctor, you're fine.
I'll have to check it out. Like,
you could maybe watch Matt Smith. You'll be fine.
I think you'll have to show me where to start. And where do you even watch Doctor Who these days?
Don't we have the BBC channel thing?
Is it on BBC? The BritBox?
I mean, it is BBC. Like, Doctor Who is BBC's thing.
I didn't see them, like, post. Like, they weren't,
we
like,
flaunting.
We
have it somewhere because I've watched it streaming. Amazon, maybe?
Netflix?
It's not Netflix.
No.
Because it's not, I don't know.
Well, there's this Tolarian.
Once they got rid of Twin Peaks.
There's this Tolarian Community College YouTube channel.
Tolarian Community
College. Dude, yeah, he's really cool. He's very smart. He will definitely explain a lot of Magic from like basic, I'm wanting to get into it, to like collecting, to playing. And he went through the Commander decks for the Lord of the Rings set, and he went through it as like, are these worth it? Like, he does that every time. And like, physical like value, worth, like those Commander decks, I think are like 60, 70 bucks if you were to go get it.
So it is 65.
Okay, 65. But if you were to go and buy each of those cards individually to build that deck, they are worth over $200. All the Commander decks are.
Yes.
So you're getting a value.
Especially because these are rare and there's only going to be so many.
Exclusive cards, I think, are in this. Like, yeah. There's some that, like.
Well, there's. Yeah, that's the whole point of the sets, is each one has exclusives.
And we did the right thing. I think that bundle is a good place to start, too, if you're looking to collect.
The bundle was great. I still think that starter pack where you have, like, was it Sauron and.
Oh, Frodo? Yeah.
Yeah. I still think that was a great one because you get a lot of very familiar, very important cards.
Yeah.
You get a lot of good mechanics.
Good place to start.
Well, because this one has the whole, the ring tempts you.
Yeah, I haven't really messed with that.
No, I've been afraid to.
Yeah, sometimes it can be a little, like, intimidating, some of the game mechanics. And certain decks, and you could even just say, like, certain colors and in Magic are probably more beginner friendly than others, maybe.
I feel like probably blue and green are probably the easiest for people to get into. Maybe red and green are the easiest.
Well, red's aggressive. You're pretty much a damage dealer.
The plus ones, plus ones, plus ones, plus ones.
Yeah, you're ramping up. Yeah.
Or the spawning variants.
Yeah.
Or tokens, like, yeah.
Each color has its strengths and its weaknesses. So it kind of, like, I don't know. I think that's part of, like, getting back to the actual Lord of the Rings aspect of these sets. If you're a fan of the characters, like, it's going to be fun later on to go, I'm going to build, like, a halfling deck. Or I want to build a elf deck.
Oh, yeah. A halfling deck is my goal.
That would be,
I finish the Fellowship deck, because we're still short married.
Yeah.
We have everyone, including Rosie Cotton, which I stand by is the best card I got.
It's crazy, though.
I love Rosie Cotton so much.
She is pretty OP. I've been seeing a lot of people talk about that card.
That card with Pippin where you get to get a free food token is pretty dope too.
Yeah.
Where he's like chilling by the picnic basket. It spawns a food token with every plus one you make.
Yeah, tokens are very popular, I think, mm-hmm. with all the characters and colors in this set.
So the tokens for this one, I looked it up just to make sure we had them all, are the blue token essentially is the tentacle, which is the like thing that eats Bill the Pony. R.I.P. Bill the Pony.
R.I.P. Bill the Pony.
then there's the orc army.
Uh-huh.
Then there's the human knight and the food token and the treasure token.
Yep.
And that's like what comes with this set. But this set is super heavy into making these tokens.
Yeah. And I think like orc army, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just pretty much have like a creature on the board that you can like buff and make stronger. And then
you can make it more and more orcs in your army, technically.
Yeah. And that's good for defense and offense. Food.
I love that food is a whole mechanic. It's so good.
It is. Very useful.
Yeah, because we have the Limbus bread, and then
yep.
they even have, like, Farmer Maggot and his dogs.
Yep.
It's so good.
So, like, with food tokens, when you sacrifice it,
you get three life. For two food tokens.
That's crazy.
Unless you have certain cards.
Which is very useful, obviously.
Oh, yeah, because you're really good about, like, bombarding me with a bunch of things at once. And those food tokens are a quick way to, like, survive. Well, I feel like I'm in boss battles, like, shoveling foods and potions in my mouth.
Just trying to survive. I mean, like, that the deck that comes with that is, like, a Sauron deck that he is pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it's a very aggressive
deck. Very aggressive. But that's not even my playstyle, honestly. That's why I'm excited to kind of, like, dive into something that I'm more into.
Like, making a deck.
Yeah.
An elf deck would be cool.
Yeah,
a lot of cool options.
Yeah, dude. Well, and that's it. Like, you can take it any way you want to. Like, you can base it around a character, a group of characters. Like, you're talking about the Fellowship, whatever.
All the cards are green and red for Fellowship.
Oh, cool.
And that Strider card that we have like is green and red. Bajillion
of. I know, man.
So is Gandalf. He's green and red. Frodo's green and red. I think one of our Samwises is white, though.
And a lot of the characters have a lot of different colors for the casting.
Yeah.
So it can be a little complicated, a little advanced for some of those better. I heard somebody say that they did a good job of going, hey, those characters are pretty powerful in the story, huh? Well, they're pretty powerful in the game. Mm-hmm. Like Frodo is the main character, but like he's not the best card in the game.
You know what I'm saying? The Fellowship is all legendary cards. It's solely legendary creatures.
There's a ton of legendary.
And then Sting is a legendary artifact. The blade is also legendary.
Yeah. I mean,
Galadriel's mirror.
This is why I've thought, why didn't they do this sooner? Because when you have iconic...
I honestly looked into this. I think the reason they didn't do it sooner is because the family didn't give them the right
permission
to do this.
Yeah.
Because recently, like, some of that's changed hands.
Yeah, they become...
I think they got the rights to do this. I think that's why HBO also had the rights to do that show.
Oh, you mean Prime?
Whatever.
Amazon? Jeff Bezos owns Lord of the
Whatever.
Rings.
Whoever did it.
Which, that's a whole thing that we would have. That's funny how we never mentioned that. I never thought of that show once.
Because it wasn't Lord of the Rings.
It was okay. It was alright.
Like,
that's
why,
a whole thing.
Why is Elrond's head so big? Like, there's just so many.
He's an elf who
should be finessed.
They're making a season two. We're actually recording this after watching the first episode of The Witcher that just dropped tonight. Which was something I was going to bring up, but I'm like, dang, we're pretty in deep with
before
the magic.
Before you derail us with The Witcher,
people don't mind
I'm
to derail.
I'm going to return back to this game.
Return
that we're
talking
of about. The King. I knew you were going to make that mother. I knew it. I knew you were going to make that joke.
All right.
I appreciate you for coming through with that. That consistent.
I know. We got to think of a cool pun title for this episode.
We do, but there's so many Lord of the Rings puns.
Or magic.
No, I think it should be a Lord of the Rings.
But
fun.
Okay. That's why I was thinking like we go off the rails a little bit. But okay.
Okay, well, we'll see.
a looked at the clock and said, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right. Get back to Magic the Gathering, Lord of the Rings.
The two last things I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
That were in my notes. I love the text blurbs at the bottom of these cards.
Oh, like the quotes.
Yeah, because they're directly from the book. They're all lines directly from the book. And that makes me so nerdy happy on so many levels. To be like, I remember reading this. Like, reading this thing. And then here it is in Magic. That and the Gandalf Balrog cards are visually phenomenal.
Yes, you're right.
They are, I would say, some of the most striking cards I've seen in Magic.
I think
with the like the black and the whip and the like he's like the silhouette and the Balrog's the light, like they're just good. It is very well done.
Maybe this is me being biased, but a lot of the noticeable memorable art pieces and cards come from the first like movie and book. Like when you think about it, like I don't see a lot of Helm's Deep stuff. The only thing that reminds me of Two Towers is the Rohan.
Yeah, the Riders of Rohan.
Yeah, okay, so.
And Shadowfax. Or is Shadowfax the last one? When does Shadowfax come in?
Shadowfax is whenever Gandalf comes back as Gandalf the White, right?
So it is the second one.
So he has like maybe he has Shadowfax at the gate, remember? It's like right when he's riding to get that information.
Gandalf is the king of the horses. Oh, we do have both Gandalfs though. We have white and gray, which is great.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
I was really hoping
we have the eagles.
We do have the eagles. Yeah, they do feature a lot of cool creatures. It's not just orcs and stuff. Yeah, it's like a lot of monsters and a lot of like Shelob or the spiders and then bats and the Ents are in this. You see a lot. That's Two Towers for me.
And see, the Ents is cool because they do both the cool Ents and then the like old man Willow Ent and then the like creepy like messed up tree. Yeah,
we have the
art card for some reason.
Yeah, there's some weird ones. And I mean,
I would like to see more Mirkwood cards.
Yeah.
Mirkwood was like something that was super important to me. But I think that's more a Hobbit than a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Trilogy kind of thing.
That's why I was wondering if they're going to touch it. Like, they could definitely do it. Like, that'd be really cool. You get all those dwarves. Smaug. Can you imagine a Smaug card? I mean, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, there's a card in Magic that is very similar to him already.
Really?
Yeah, I have it.
That's pretty dope. Now, like, that's what I really like. I'll say kind of offbeat, but connected. What I've been really enjoying about Magic the Gathering is how they've been doing this series of Universe Beyond, I think is what it's called. And they had a Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, that's how I got to Eisenhorn.
Yeah, Eisenhorn. And I remember recently I showed you that they've made a Godzilla card and done crossovers with that.
Isn't there a Post Malone card?
Post Malone. Okay, I was Street like, did Fighters. I
sleep that into things?
Well, and then, like, what I'm telling you, they're going to do Doctor Who. So, like, I'm really curious to see what they would do later. Dude, can you imagine?
Whatever card says Wibbly Wobbly Timey Wimey, we have to own. Okay. I'm just letting you know. If you just buy me just that card.
Okay. I want to hear, before we wrap up this episode, what are some predictions you have for, like, some, like, properties that would make good Magic? The Gathering cards.
Oh, The Witcher, easily.
Really?
It, like, the Striga's and all the other weird beasts. Like, yeah.
Oh, they could do a good
job with
that.
There's some really cool, weird creatures throughout The Witcher series. Even, like, The Witcher in general would be a good, like, commander or legendary creature kind of thing.
Ooh, I have, like, I have so many popping off.
Like,
Ciri,
Yennefer. Like, there's easily, like, the deck builds itself for you.
That would be so fun. There would be so many different versions of Geralt and like the different like potions and the magic that it would
I
be kind of cool.
Star Wars stuff. There's definitely cards that nod to Star Wars already, but there's not like Star Wars cards. But now that Disney owns it, I could see that.
Yeah, science fiction wise, like I mean, Warhammer can get pretty
Warhammer to me is sci-fi.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Like, but it also has like a weird fantasy vibe to it. I don't know, because it has orcs in it. I don't know.
I could see that actually.
I can see Elder Scrolls. I can see.
Maybe I would love to have a Khajiit card.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But maybe they're too closely aesthetic wise. I'm thinking of something different.
I would love to see the Universal Monsters in some kind of card.
Oh, yes. I'm sure there's got to be. Like, vampires? That would be cool. There's got to be a nice.
I mean, I have a whole classic vampire deck, so.
Man, that'd be really cool.
That's my best deck. Like,
I was going to say Legend of Zelda would be fun. That'd be kind of crazy.
That would be dope, but Nintendo's never going to let that happen, so you can just like dream that up and move on.
Harry Potter? Can you imagine Voldemort decks and like?
I mean, yeah, it would be cool.
The items,
and I could see JK desperate enough for money.
No, it'd be Wizarding World. It'd be the Wizarding World of Magic Gathering.
Yeah, but I could see that
as a Ron Weasley round. Hollow borderless.
Oh god, I would love a Ron
Weasley. See what card. I'm saying? Like, in the imagine the art, Jenny
Weasley card.
Ooh. The art and the moments and the quotes. I mean, I feel like that's like, if anything would match the Lord of the Rings hype, it would be a Harry Potter set.
You know what would be a really cool card?
What?
Set, but that will never happen. Like the Green Knight. Like that weird universe, like that kind of stuff, that kind of fantasy.
I wonder if that's what,
like,
they're
Highland fantasy.
What I want to see them do, like an anime, like do Dragon Ball Z.
They're never gonna do Dragon
Why
Ball
not?
Z.
Why not?
They are not.
That would be so dope. That's too extra. Imagine if they did it and it was like black and white manga cards, and it was like panels from like the manga.
My favorite set awesome. They did, which was one of their more recent, was that D&D set.
Oh, that's right.
Where it had dungeons, and it was the old school D&D art, like from the like player manual.
That's what kind of pulled me back
OG
in a little bit.
Player manual.
That's what pulled me back in, was the D&D.
The art on that was just banging. Like, yeah. I have not been so pleased with art in a long time.
Yeah. So between Warhammer 40K and D&D, I mean, those are big, big properties. So I can see Wizarding World.
I mean, I never thought Lord of the Rings would let this happen, and I'm so glad they did.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you're almost like, this should have happened sooner, but I'm wondering, like, when did Magic start expanding like this? Because that's been a really
that's
good move.
That's more
on
recent,
them.
Isn't it, though?
I feel like that's...
Because, like, the Eisenhorn was a recent card.
I feel like that's a lot of companies now, like Lego. It's like, yeah, we have our original
Lego
stuff, but...
Lego has dipped into everyone.
Exactly, but I think that's what Magic and stuff would do and could do. It's like
Lego and Funko make a copy of every
Exactly. They're anything. Companies based off of other companies and IPs. Yes. But the thing about the Lord of the Rings is that you don't have, like, a trading card game out there like that. And dude, Magic the Gathering as a card game, as a game, to me is like super, super solid and fun. And there's a reason why it's been out for so long.
It's easy to learn. It's very approachable.
No, it's pretty simple.
And with the way it is to just look up things real quick on your phone, it's really not an issue.
Think about this.
Other people.
Think about this, Bailey. Remember when we recently tried to learn that My Hero game? How stupid that was.
Oh, we've tried so many.
And they're still selling those cards like at Target and stuff.
Yeah, it's not it.
There's a Dragon Ball card game out there that's like, I've not tried to learn.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still doing well.
Yep.
I don't know that Yu-Gi-Oh! Ever slowed
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Down.
Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. That's what people think about the most, though. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon.
What's the other one? Yu-Gi-Oh! Pokemon, Magic, and there's a fourth one that's always like in card aisles.
A fourth one. I only think of, like, sports collectibles at that point, is what I see.
Oh, yeah, sports collectibles is still big. Though.
And there's always going to be a couple. I've seen, like, a bunch of random ones. Like, Gundam did stuff one time, like, some anime.
So that's what I was going to say about the Harry Potter, is they had the trading card game, remember?
Way back. I remember they did, yeah. I still have some cards.
I have some that students gave me over the years.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense, but it's like, dude, you might as well just attach it to, like, a perfected version of a competitive card game. But yeah, we just really wanted to sit down tonight and, you know, just kind of geek out about this. I think this was fun and kind of free ranging in a lot of ways. And we're probably going to get back to either watching The Witcher or playing some video games for the rest of the night. And, but we really wanted to sit down and just talk about this set. And cause like, I've been off work for a couple days and it's been a really cool highlight is for this stuff to come out. And if you can get your hands on some, like we have, we've been pretty lucky to do so. And, you know, the places that you can look for this stuff is, for a lot of people, I could say Amazon, but it's sold out and the prices are ridiculous. And I would always suggest that you go to your local card shop before you go anywhere else. But let's say you don't have one, because we were just talking about that in this episode, how, you know, we only have a few and we're even lucky to have that in this area.
We used to have more, but they've all closed or gone online only.
Yeah, like, and that's with our comic book shop. So we're always encouraging people to, like,
try to find places that sell them quickly.
Yeah.
Target is always the place I find them,
though. Yeah, Target's really good. Walmart.
People sleep on Target. Walmart, I don't know, consistently
gets them.
They're
okay, but Target's got a better card on. They focus
Pokemon more.
Well, Target's got that wall where Walmart has, like, this, like, weird
little end cap section.
Yeah, a little snacky section.
But it's also weird. The section where you get all the baby loot boxes. Yeah. Like, pull prizes.
Yeah, that was another thing where, anyways. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And like we mentioned earlier, we really would like to revisit Lord of the Rings as a topic. We're going to probably just kind of brainstorm about how we want to approach that, because I think it's something that we want to, you know, make sure that we don't walk away from that episode and go, oh man, I kind of wish I would have brought this up, or I forgot about that. So it's like, it's so big and so important to us.
That we want to do it right.
Yeah. So you guys, if you guys have any suggestions, let me know in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on YouTube, thank you. And yeah, we appreciate everybody's support. If you are enjoying the podcast, be sure to rate and subscribe. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys in the next episode. All right.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Wonder Soul. Connect with Wonder Soul by following the podcast on social media. If you would like to support Wonder Soul, please rate, review, and share the podcast and this episode. Until the next time we meet, goodbye.